I suppose we had to address this at some point, and today is the day that we talk about preaching gestures. Behind the pulpit, Pastor John, you'll hop, you twist, you point, you chop, and I think for every Greek preposition, there's at least one trademark Piper gesture. Have you always used gestures? Where did they come from, and what role do those gestures play in your preaching?
I think I better preface anything I say about my gestures by pointing out that my hero, Jonathan Edwards, in the two or three contemporaneous descriptions of his preaching, was known for being amazingly still. Edwards scarcely gestured. At one point in his ministry, he would put his elbow on a cushion, hold his notes in his right hand, and read them. Same thing with Thomas Chalmers, who had such a great effect in Scotland. One of the Princetonians, and I forget who it was, Alexander maybe, went to Scotland and listened to Chalmers. And when he came back, they said, "Now, what is the key to Chalmers' effectiveness in preaching?" And he said, "His blood earnestness." In other words, Chalmers read his manuscripts, and if you're reading your manuscripts, you don't have a lot of freedom to move around or do very much. So it is possible to leap and wave and holler and entertain and say nothing, and be entertain people and be